Texte numéro 90. We must end energy apartheid. While the discussions on strategies to reduce global emissions rage on in Cancun, too many of the world's poorest people continue to live without adequate access to energy. It's clear that for people living in poverty, energy access is absolutely essential for a better life. The services provided by energy are needed in so many ways: cooking meals, lighting, refrigeration of food and medical supplies, and for earning a living. Using traditional forms of energy is a major burden. Collecting firewood for cooking can take some women in Ethiopia 3 hours a day on average, and inhaling the smoke from cooking on open fires causes many health problems. A staggering 1.4 million people die each year as a result of inhaling smoke from traditional stoves. The scale of the problem is truly daunting. Some 3 billion people still cook using traditional biomass, and 1.5 billion have no access to electricity. Recent progress on increasing the number of people with access to electricity has been commendable, but a disconnect remains between gaining electricity and realizing development benefits, such as increased income and better health. It is important to focus efforts on energy access. To this end, the UN Secretary-General, Ban Ki-moon, launched the target of universal energy access by 2030. Some find the link between energy access and climate change a source of tension, arguing that it is foolish, given that the world is hurtling towards dangerously high levels of carbon in the atmosphere, to encourage nearly half the world's population to use more energy. But meeting the basic energy needs of all the world's people would contribute less than 2% to current global emissions. For others, climate change mitigation funding represents a golden opportunity to get cash for energy access projects. This apparent win-win is rarely realized. Mitigation funds have so far mainly benefited middle-income countries, rather than the poorest and most vulnerable who are in desperate need of energy services. A report calling for the end of energy apartheid in developing countries has established how critical the relationship is between people and energy, how it can hold people back, and how it can transform lives. The gravity of the issue needs to be met with financial support from donors, national governments, and the private sector. Policies at international and national level should encourage a delivery ecosystem that's fit for purpose, and practitioners need to focus on the impacts that can be realized with modern energy. The target of universal energy access by 2030 is attainable. The climate change blinkers need to be removed from the energy debate with greater recognition of energy access for poverty reduction. Energy apartheid is deeply unjust. It can and must be addressed. Adapted from The Guardian, December 2010.